The first public sitting of the tribunal into the Defence Forces starts in just over an hour's time. It looks set to look at allegations of emotional abuse, physical torture, bullying and sexual misconduct in the Defence Forces. Many of the key allegations first came to prominence in Katie Hannan's Women of Honour RTE documentary. We spoke to Katie earlier and first she gave us the background to the setting up of the tribunal.
Well, all of this really goes back to an email that I got out of the blue over 4 years ago now, I think, from somebody who, it was a mysterious email that just said, "Can you contact me, please? I really think you might be able to help me." And when I contacted that person, they told me that they had been an officer, a female officer in the Defence Forces, that they had had a great career until they were very seriously sexually assaulted. And when they reported that incident, it was actually not the assault in itself, they said, it was actually the way the Defence Forces had responded to their report, to their complaint, that just destroyed their career and they ended up with them leaving. And they wondered, this is many years on, they wondered, you know, was there anything they could do about this now? Because it was really playing on their mind. And I spoke at length with this person. They weren't really at the point where they wanted to do anything in the media, but we discussed it for a long time. And over the months afterwards, I stayed in touch with this person. And then many months later, they got back to me and said, actually, there is not just me now. There's a number of us. We've gotten together and we'd like to meet with you. And that was really the start of the process. And actually, that person, their story never actually became part of the final, the documentary that came out of those meetings. And I should acknowledge that person because they were the first person. They know who they are out there. And it was their drive to get this story out there and to get this on the agenda that actually ended up where we're at. And they too are the person who came up with the name, the Women of Honour, which of course was the name that we gave to these women after this.
The tribunal starts today. So how did we get to this point?
So the documentary aired in September of 2021, almost 3 years ago now. And there was an immediate, very strong reaction to it, not least from within the Defence Forces themselves, who came out immediately and basically put their hands up and acknowledged that there was a culture problem within the Defence Forces that they needed to address. Raise a concern were put in to take some of the stories, to hear some of the cases and to listen to the stories from within the Defence Forces. That quickly the minister then, it was Simon Coveney, was the Defence Minister at the time, he established the independent review group under Justice Brona Hanlon. She heard a huge amount of evidence, actually not so much from the Women of Honour because those stories were out there already, but from a lot of men came forward. There was a group called the Canary Group who were gathering stories of abuse and bullying and, you know, people being victimised for bringing complaints within the Defence Forces. A lot of them, some of them were women, but obviously a lot of them were men as well. They brought a lot of stories to that independent review group. They're now known as the Defence Forces Justice Alliance. And out of that process, the recommendation emerged that we needed to proceed to a tribunal of inquiry.
Broadly, what will the tribunal look at?
Well, one of the first terms in the terms of reference is the complaints, look into the complaints procedures within the Defence Forces to establish whether they were fit for purpose, whether they were used correctly. And then underneath that, there are a number of other issues, such as complaints that people will be familiar with about chemical poisoning within the Defence Forces. And there is other drop-down complaints. But I suppose really it's basically establishing at what level abuse was tolerated, how complaints about abuse were dealt with. And I think it's important, I'm just looking at the definition of abuse that is on the website now. The website went live last week for this tribunal. And it says abuse means discrimination, bullying, harassment, physical torture, physical assault, psychological harm, sexual harassment, and any form of sexual misconduct. And I think one of the things I'm hearing from both members of the Defence Forces Justice Alliance and people involved with the Women of Honour is that they're taking some comfort from the definitions, because obviously terms of reference are terms of reference, and the judge the chair of the tribunal is very much in the chair, in the seat in terms of interpreting those recommendations. And just going on what's on this website so far, they feel that she is taking a fairly generous interpretation. So they're hopeful from that.
From that, there's a lot in this. How long could it go on for?
It says, I think optimistically perhaps, that it should finish its work no later than 3 years from the day of its establishment, Now, we know tribunals do tend to go on maybe longer than that. And this tribunal is investigating matters that date back to January 1983. And over that period, and it is important to note, I think, we've had 14 defence ministers since 1983. Some of the most senior politicians of the last 30, 40 years were also ministers for defence, because for many periods of that time, the Defence Department was amalgamated with the Department of An Taoiseach. So there are potentially serious political ramifications from evidence that will be heard at this inquiry.
Briefly, what will happen today?
Today we're expecting a brief hearing where the terms of reference will be set out again. And I assume, as it normally happens in these situations, the chair will invite people to make applications for legal representation. And there will be an opening statement. And then I think it will adjourn. I think the one thing to watch out for, of course, is if there is an election, we don't know if there will be, but if some people think there may be an election in the autumn, this might delay matters because the tradition has been that tribunals don't sit during an election period.
The Women of Honour Group, what does this want to see happening?
They are anxious to see accountability, but ultimately they want, and it's what they've said they wanted from the very start, my very first meetings with them, was they want culture change within the Defence Forces. They want it to change. They want it to be a different Defence Forces for young women and indeed young men who might join it from now on.
You mentioned hopes for cultural change in the Defence Forces. Is that hope amplified now with thousands of people protesting at the weekend in support of Natasha O'Brien?
Yeah, I think, I mean, it wasn't lost on people that the day this tribunal was announced was the day we also heard of that story of Natasha O'Brien's attack and how the courts dealt with that. And also, of course, immediately questions raised about how the Defence Forces were going to deal with that, because the assailant being a serving member of the Defence Forces. Also, I think people are now watching how the Defence Forces are dealing with the other case that emerged in the Irish Times this morning of the naval petty officer who also pleaded guilty to another very vicious assault on a young woman a year ago and is still, we are told, serving in the Defence Forces. So this comes down, I mean, this is a story about how judicial system, the judicial court system, deals with these cases, but it does also go back to the culture within the Defence Forces and how Defence Force management approaches cases such as this.